This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, what's up? My name is Dian Tai. I'm a singer-songwriter, DJ, and producer based in Sydney. And I have a brand new show called the DTF Club here in Joy 94.9. The DTF Club, unlike what you think it is, actually stands for the Dian Tai Friends Club. Every single week, we'll be talking to local queer artists, drag queens, DJs, and other queer performers in Sydney who shape and make the gay community. So make sure you join the DTF Club every Wednesday, 11 p.m. on Joy 94.9. Hey guys, you're listening to the DTF Club here on Joy 94.9. Now, if you just tune in, you're listening to the Dian Tai Friends Club. So every single week, we have a guest from Sydney to come onto the show to talk about their life, to share their story with you, and share some of their favorite tunes and music with you. And this week, we have a very special guest. The super cute, super handsome, super talented Marcus Will. Hey.
Hey.
And he's actually on the show this week to promote Homage. A musical tribute night, which is happening on the 24th of October at the Factory Theatre. So make sure you get your tickets. You can go on Factory Theatre's website and get your tickets. It's on the 24th of October, and I will be there. We can sit together and party together. You can sit with me.
Yeah, great.
Or sit with Marcus as well, because Marcus is super friendly.
I'm around.
Yeah. Right. So before the break, we spoke about your childhood growing up in Sydney, and how you grew up in, because your mom originally is from Malaysia, right? Mm. You've mentioned. Mm. My hood. So you sort of grew up in being, can I say biracial?
Yeah.
Biracial, yep. Eurasian, whatever they call it. Mm. And we spoke about your experience. But what I want to understand a bit more is growing up queer, growing up gay, in your community, in your childhood. What's your story like? What's your experience like? Mm.
Well, I realized really pretty early on that I was only attracted to guys. Oh, no. I realized early on that I was attracted to guys. Uh-huh. It took me a lot longer to realize that I wasn't attracted to other people. But I worked it out and kind of told everyone straight away. I was like 12 or something.
You were 12?
12, really young.
Yeah.
I suppose maybe partly because I was in a semi like gay-ish environment. I was in like a Catholic choir. St. Mary's Cathedral Choir.
Oh, honey.
At that age. Yeah. So, like, all of the kids are these, like, little, little kind of sensitive boys.
Yeah.
Who mostly haven't hit puberty. So,
they're all tenors at that time. All singing tenors or altos.
they're all higher, like soprano or trebles.
Okay.
And I guess it wasn't a very, it wasn't like a hyper masculine environment that it is when you're in high school surrounded by boys. So it felt safe for me to tell people, and they were all mostly fine with it.
So you came out in school first, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in like when I was in kind of year six, quite young. And, you know, as we all know, coming out happens many times. So my parents didn't know until I was maybe 16.
And how did they take it?
They were fine. I think maybe my mum was like a bit immature about it, if anything.
Yeah.
Not sort of against it, but just maybe it took a while for her to understand that it was an equal type of desire or sexuality.
What do you mean by equal desire?
I think she thought it was something that was like strange or silly about me, but it's no, it was like,
oh, it's just quite a face.
yeah. I mean, I don't think she, I think she understood that this was the way I am. But I, Yeah, it took some time for her to take it as seriously as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I think, a strange response in some ways, because mostly they're like, oh, we love you, it's fine. But I guess my family isn't really, like, we don't really do things heavily. It's always a bit light and casual almost.
Yeah, that's really cute. Because I remember my experience coming out to my mom when I was like 17 or 18 on the way to Sydney on a plane, and she didn't have a choice but to deal with it on the plane. It was it was horrible.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but it seems like your experience was pretty cool, pretty like, yeah, everyone was quite accepting.
I was definitely privileged to have that sort of experience. I did go to an all-boys school in high school though, and that was tough.
Yeah,
but more in the way that I kind of maybe changed myself in order to fit in better. So I was like the gay kid, but at least I was, you know, into sports and like not like effeminate, I guess.
Yeah.
And
not into like Barbies and like.
Well, yeah, yeah, and I kind of Spears. I kind of I in many ways regret the ways that I protected myself in order to
fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of sports did you play?
I played rugby and cricket and hockey.
They're all very masculine things.
Yeah, it's like, it feels really weird today because, you know, I'm a long way from high school now and I'm a different person. But it's taken a long time for me to realize that it was a very different experience.
Mm.
And how influenced I was by my environment, especially being a teenager. And how much unlearning I've had to do from, you know, the kind of boys club attitude that you get indoctrinated into in a all boys environment.
Yeah. Now, because you've mentioned that, you know, being biracial and being a gay kid hasn't really affected you much, or it's been quite a pleasant coming out experience for you. But how do you find how's the music scene like though in regards to accepting those different sides of you? Mm.
I think these days it's all right. Yeah, it's pretty good.
These days?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking about how, I guess I always, the thing with me is that I always craved to see other people like me and to meet other people like me in the scenes that I was part of.
Yeah.
And that never really happened, I guess, when I was younger. And I spent a long time, particularly in my 20s, in that pop group kind of... maybe as an extension of high school, like adjusting myself to be more palatable to straight people, I think, in some ways. And, you know, it's not that we're not accepted, but it's that we're not around as much.
Yeah. It's, I know what you mean. It's like when you're performing to an audience that's primarily straight people.
It's a different thing. Your whole physicality is different and your aims
you
wear
and the way you present and express yourself.
In the last couple of years, I've kind of made a choice to not pander to the straight audience as much. I think it's helped in some ways that I've mostly been doing my solo stuff, which is just like quite sonically heavy and more confronting anyway.
Yeah.
But it's felt really good. And I felt so much less stressed when I'm performing and less like I'm trying to... It's the same thing as being in high school, like wanting to be loved by straight people, wanting to be accepted by them. Now I don't feel the need to do that as much.
Yeah, but I think everyone, especially when you're growing up, you feel like, you know, I need my friends to accept me for who I am, or like try to do things to be accepted, or even like growing up... You know, because I hear some people say that, oh, you know, maybe the family hasn't accepted them. But when you grow up, you become an adult, you can choose your family.
You can choose your family.
Yeah, you don't really have to, you know, if that doesn't like me for who I am, you know what, that's fine. You choose your family.
Mm.
And that's why community is so important. But coming back to performing your solo stuff, do you have different identities when you perform?
I think performance to performance, I feel different.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm kind of outrageous and over the top. Other times I'm like really insular, and I think it depends on the setting. So yeah. I perform in a lot of different types of rooms, you know, big rooms, small rooms, like yeah. art galleries, music venues, so, outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, mm. yeah. So which version of Marcus Whale can we expect at Homage? The extra Marcus Whale or the more reserved, intimate Marcus Whale?
Maybe both.
Yeah.
Maybe like all of the above. Because I think the songs that I'm choosing to perform range from really, really fun and pop to like super, super devastating and sad. So I'm going to have to like have a bit of range to cover it all.
Wow. It's almost like your personality has to change on stage. Yeah, like, no, within it's like true. 10, it's 15 true. Minutes. Mm. Like a different person on stage. And like, hey, I'm going to, you know, get a drink, come back, and I'm, you know, a different guy.
Yeah, I like that though. I like the violent changes and contrasts.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, this song that you've chosen to perform at Homage is by Troye Sivan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So are we going to... I would love to see how you're going to embody that 18-year-old blonde-haired twins.
He's older than 18.
And on stage. He's how like old 20, is he now?
I think he's like 23.
Okay, yeah.
Well, he was 18.
Yeah. But
I was 18. You were 18. We were all 18. I've been 18.
yeah. The very young Troye Sivan. I would love to see how you embody and perform that.
Yeah.
You're singing that your version, your take.
Mm. It's the sound of the track is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
What I've done with it is like pretty heavy, but it's still like, I think super fun. Like it's really fun for me. I think that song is amazing. Like,
I am really intrigued now. Because on Spotify, there's an acoustic version of that song performed live. And now you're saying you're going to take it almost the opposite direction to that.
The opposite direction.
Going pretty heavy.
It's like heavy and electronic. Like a lot of distortion. But like, then also like driving, I guess. Like it'll be danceable. I perform it in my normal sets as well. And it's definitely the most fun song in the set.
Okay.
So it's like fun, but also like gothic.
I am definitely very intrigued. And if you are curious as well, to everyone who's listening right now, if you are curious, come and check out, come with me. Come and see Marcus Will perform at Homage on October 24th at Factory Theater.
So that's it.
Check out Factory Theater's website. Get your tickets right now. But for now, let's play My, My, My by Troye Sivan here on John 94.9.
Shine on, diamond. Don't make me wait another day. 'Cause passion is passion. You know it just as well as me. Let's stop running from love, running from love. Let's stop, my baby. Let's stop running from us, running from us. Let's stop, my baby. Oh my, my, my. Buzz cut, I've got my tongue between your teeth. Go slow, no, no, go fast. You like it just as much as me. Now let's stop running from love, running from love. Let's stop, my baby. Let's stop running from us, running from us. My, my, my. I die every night with you. Oh my.
should be the last night ever. Should be the last night we're apart. Got my name on this treasure. On this treasure. Oh my, my, my.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.